Welcome to In Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local group brings great entertainment to venues that draws crowds from all over central and southern Iowa. How do they do it, and what's on the calendar for the coming year? Let's go in depth with Karen Langstrat and Patty Abild with the Indianola Concert Association.
What's the Indianola Concert Association? I presume you put on concerts, you have a board, you try to bring entertainment, education to town. Do I have it right, or is
yes.
there more than that?
No, that's correct. And it's all kinds of live entertainment. We have music, we have dance. This year we're going to have an unusual feature that's not like anything else we've had, with a pet show, a pet comedy theater. So all types of music and entertainment.
Wow. Pets. All right. Well, that sounds very interesting. I bet the kids will love that one.
Oh, it has helped sell this series. We have sold more family memberships this year, which is a tremendous price, because no matter how large your family is, you can bring the whole family to all of our concerts, 13 possible, for only $95 for the whole season.
Wow.
So it's very affordable, and we try to plan programs that are going to appeal to people with a range of interests, but also to the entire family.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the upcoming season, but how long has the Indianola Concert Association been in existence?
We actually started in 1988, and kind of a core of people here in our town who really felt a need to have live entertainment, excellent live entertainment, available to our town people within the town. So we have met at the high school auditorium. So the village, that's one of our retirement centers here in Indianola, they have a bus and they bring their residents, and because it's so affordable, people who love attending live entertainment are still available to do that right here in town. And the bus drops them off at the door, picks them up after the concert.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah. Is it?
So we
yes.
celebrated our 30th anniversary last year. So we're very proud of that fact.
That's remarkable that you've kept the energy, the drive, mm-hmm. all those years. That's pretty remarkable. Well,
and I might add that we have 730 seating capacity in the auditorium, and we're right at 700 memberships right now. So that's our goal, to get to seating capacity, and we're excited about that.
Okay, so you sell memberships, or you're just a member? How does that work?
Well, a membership, it means that you can go to any of the concerts for the entire season. There are 5 here in Indianola, 4 in Newton, and 4 in Centerville. So $45 for an adult, $15 for a student, and they can attend all or any of those concerts. And if they can't go, they can share it with a friend.
No way.
It's the greatest bargain in the state of Iowa.
That's just mind-blowing. That's just
Isn't
incredible.
It?
I know.
And these are high-level artists. Some of these that we have on our list in our history perform in Des Moines. Like, we have a pianist who performs with the Des Moines Symphony. He's been back a couple of times. And we had him right here in Indianola for our concerts. We have acrobatics from China.
We've had the Duttons from Branson. They have their own theater there now. We had them before, you know, when the kids were just little.
Yes.
And we had them twice, actually. They were wonderful. Plus other Branson acts
yes.
we've had several times.
Wow. This is really a wonderful thing for the community. And I presume people come from all over?
Yes, I'm the membership chair, so I can tell you they come from south, they come from, you know, down even in the Osceola area, all through the Des Moines area. Des Moines people love the bargain and the quality. We have a beautiful auditorium, but they also come from as far east as Pella. So Knoxville and Pella, and we're excited that we reach such a large community outside of Indianola.
Well, and you've got your first concert isn't far off. It's the Everly Set, a tribute to the Everly Brothers. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's going to be such a fun starter to our season. There will be four people on stage, but two of them will be providing drums and a large string bass. And then the two guys emulating the Everly Brothers. And, of course, as we all know, they were from Shenandoah, Iowa. So we're kind of excited to give a tribute to Iowa because that's where their roots were. And they will just do a wonderful concert highlighting all the wonderful songs that we love of the Everly Brothers.
Well, and if we don't know the Everly Brothers, then it's still wonderful entertainment for people.
Absolutely. In fact, this will introduce music to younger members who would be in the audience to hear some of these songs that maybe they've heard on the radio and had no idea who this was. Now they will know and they'll hear these songs. And that's the beauty of live entertainment, is that it just enriches your life.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Karen Langstrat and Patty Abild with the Indianola Concert Association.
Well, and some of the music is that the kids listen to has taken a turn where there are a lot of people that are singing more like that. It's like it's turning back to those, what we see as classic, at least the pop stations that occasionally.
Right. The rock and roll is timeless.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about this, too, is they take you kind of on a journey down memory lane of the history of how rock and roll got its start. And so we just find that these concerts are tremendous educational experiences for adults and young people as well.
It's funny that someone will say, oh, I don't think I'll like that one. And then, but because they have the ticket, they'll come. And then they'll say, oh, my goodness, I never would have come to that, you know, had I not had a ticket. And but this
they
just, I love this. Yeah, it just, you know, so it enriches their background of, you know, things that they might not come to had they not had that season ticket to kind of urge them on. It's not costing them anything to walk in the door and then really get enriched by the music that they just heard or the entertainment, because we have lots of things besides music as well.
Yeah, expanding our horizons.
Exactly.
Okay, and you've got somebody coming, Timothy Choi, in November. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Timothy.
Well, Timothy is one of Canada's most promising and exciting young artists. He has traveled internationally performing, and actually he's right now studying at Juilliard as well. But he has already made his name and his fame as a performer. But we like to have a more classical program within our selections for the year, because that's what sells tickets. You know, people like the rock and roll, people like country western, and they like the Dixieland bands. So we try to do a variety, and he's our more classical program for the year. And it pulls in a lot of those string players, too, that we have in our communities.
And so then the Hall Sisters are coming in March. Who are the Hall Sisters?
The Hall Sisters are four beautiful and talented sisters who will be performing on their stringed instruments and singing, and I'm sure doing some dancing as well. And a funny story about them, and just to tell you a little bit more about them, they've performed in Grand Ole Opry, Carnegie Hall, Country Music Hall of Fame, and they are a vocal quartet, and they play violin, viola, cello, mandolin, and piano. Funny story about them is they're from the North Carolina area, their father is a dentist, and he's very protective of his daughters. And so they can only go on tour when he can take a break from his dental practice. So their time on the road is limited because he can't be away from his dental practice that long. So it's kind of funny that he always comes with them when they tour.
Well, they look like grown women to me.
They are.
They are.
They just can't let go.
Yeah. That's a protective dad.
Well, and we bill them as one of the up-and-coming premier acts in the country pop genre. So they have multiple CDs in the past few years. So this is a name that we're going to hear more and more of nationally.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dad better retire.
Go
get some counseling.
Become their manager.
One or the other. Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, so they play Carnegie Hall and Indianola.
How about that?
Yeah, that's incredible.
And they have those tight harmonies. Their voices are beautiful.
Right, and they blend so well.
Okay, and then another one that's not on your poster. Is that right?
Yes, we have Opera Iowa, which is located right here in Indianola, and they are going to be doing a version of The Magic Flute. And what's so interesting about Opera Iowa, they come usually after the first of the year, and they tour around to schools in Iowa, and just introducing the genre of opera to students of school age. And it is so wonderful, so effective. And so we're going to have them perform right here at our high school auditorium and do a version of The Magic Flute. It won't be complete because it won't be that long, but it will be a version of that. And these artists, they are usually most of them have master degrees. They are very, very talented, very up-and-coming people who are wanting to break into the opera experience and just, you know, gaining experience through doing concerts such as this, being part of our Opera Iowa.
And we might add that they perform this magic flute in communities in the evening. They wouldn't do this in the school because it's too long. They'll do a shortened version of The Three Little Pigs or something like that. It's just hysterical. They are so, it's so good. But, you know, the magic flute really is comedy. So this will be a great show. They're very good actors and actresses as well as singers. But we really feel privileged to have them based right here in Indianola. They're part of the Des Moines Metro Opera Company. And they're sent out through the Des Moines Metro Opera.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Karen Langstrat and Patty Abild with the Indianola Concert Association.
Well, and then finally this season you have Comedy Pet Theater.
Well, good. Popovich is really well known. This is definitely a family-oriented blend of unique comedy and juggling skills of Gregory Popovich. And he brings with him 30 furry rescue co-stars. He has 30 animals, most of which have come out of rescue homes. And he has trained them. Now, he's from a long line of Barnum and Bailey family circus performers. And he created his own show. He was a finalist on America's Got Talent. He was voted best family show in Las Vegas, continues to perform there, has been featured on Animal Planet, and was a regular at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. So we're selling this as a Vegas show coming to Indianola. We've never had that before, have we?
Right. So this will be a wonderful, wonderful family-friendly show that we're so excited to have.
Well, this is just an amazing series. You have to have support. These prices are, these aren't cheap acts.
Mm-hmm. No.
So how do you make it happen
at
these prices?
Well, we have contracted all these 31 years through Allied Concert Services in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Allied, that's their job. They scout talent. And then we meet with them and we pick what we think will sell in Indianola. And so we've done this with the same person now for 31 years. Mm-hmm. And they know Indianola pretty well, too, as well as us. Mm-hmm. So they can kind of steer us toward.
Right.
He says, I have seen this act, and you will not believe. You know, so we really trust Paul Folan's advice on that. So to keep our prices low, we do have an insert in our program with lists all the different levels. So our underwriters are Edward Jones, and they are our largest contributors. The five Edward Jones offices go together to support our concert series. We have companies. A lot of the major companies around town will be a sponsor or a co-sponsor. We'll have individuals who will be a sponsor or co-sponsor. And then different levels and beneficiaries, patrons, donors. We break that down according to the amount that they contribute. And we list that all in our program insert just because we just couldn't do it without their support. You know, that to keep the prices this low to be available for people of any means to be able to enjoy this caliber of live entertainment, we have to have the community support. And we're so grateful to all the ones who have supported us.
And how can people find out more?
They can contact me as membership chair, Karen Langstrat, and my phone number is 515-961-6914. And also, I'm the only Langstrat in Indianola, so
okay.
If you just want to call information, they'll get the information for you.
We also have a wonderful website, just look at IndianolaConcertAssociation.org, and it'll pull up and have little video clips of all the upcoming concerts. So kind of gives you a little taste of what you're in for this next season.
Thanks to Karen Langstrat and Patty Abild for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.